Hey guys, it's Damien from Marketing Food Online. So you have your recipe and you are ready to find a co-packer, but you have no idea what you need to ask them. Well, this video is for you. Hey guys, it's Damien from Marketing Food Online. I hope you guys are having, as always, another great day. I actually wanted to do a super quick video. You have to excuse me. I am not exactly dressed all fancy schmancy today, but I'm here in my office getting ready to wrap up the day, and it's about 7 o'clock or so here. Wrap up the day means wrap up the day in the office. It's not a finish of my day because I've got several other videos I got to shoot. I'm not sure if I've ever mentioned to you guys, aside from doing our food business, we have multiple YouTube channels that we do. I've actually got a couple of kids channels that I do some videos with my son, and we have some other vlogs that we are working on, some new stations or new channels on YouTube. So I don't want to ramble on too much. I know that puts people in boredom. This video I wanted to talk to you guys really quick about is co-packers. I've done a few videos about co-packing. Specifically, it's almost in a sense like doing private labeling, which is really what it is. Private labeling food products. Okay. I got off the phone. We have several new products that were in the works for us right now. Let me close my computer and put my camera right here. And there we go. Okay. Sorry about that. All right. So I just got off the phone with a representative from a co-packing company. The co-packing company is here in the United States. Just a couple of really quick tips, and then I just want to discuss what I spoke to her about. So if you are interested in getting into private labeling food, you can kind of know how the conversation's going to go, if you will, when you contact one of these co-packers specifically for food production. For food products. Now, keep in mind, any type of food product, to tell you the truth, any type of food product, probably 99.9% of the time, can be co-packed by another company, okay? Everything, literally, there are companies that manufacture co-packing for frozen foods. There are co-packers that do dry goods, that do sauces, jams, and jellies. So the idea is this, is that if you want to get into the business of creating your recipe, taking your simple food recipe, right, and you want someone else to produce it for you, just keep in mind that there are companies who can do it, okay? So I know that there's a lot of people who are kind of fearful. I've had a lot of questions from, I don't want to say hesitant entrepreneurs, but people who don't want to jump in because they're just kind of too scared or too afraid because they just don't know all of the answers to the questions that they have, okay? If you don't know the answers to the questions that you have, don't be afraid of that. Simply find out the answer. You can watch some of my videos, just to plug some of my videos, or Google it. If my videos don't help, find someone else's videos or find someone else's resources to help you. But don't let it keep you stagnant. Don't get stagnated. Sitting in one place and keeping that goal or that dream of having your food product on a shelf somewhere just because you don't know the answer to your questions, okay? So here's what I discussed with the co-packer I had spoke to. We've got a new line that we're trying to actually, we've been doing it ourselves, but it's gotten so large to the point where we're not in the position right now to allocate additional resources to have people do it here at our facility. So we're going to need to contract that out. So I called her up. I spoke with this young lady. She was very, very nice, very helpful. Some of the questions are the ones that I'm about to tell you in the conversation. So number one, she wanted to know what was the product, okay? The reason why a co-packer may ask you that is that co-packer facilities and manufacturing machinery, it varies by co-packer, okay? Each facility is not set up to do every single type. Most of the time, they will focus on a few variations of the same product. What I mean by that is, let's say a facility that does peanuts or does like roasted nuts or maybe mixed nuts or does something that's kind of dry, like granolas and things, their manufacturing machines or the machines that they have there to run them on the lines and to seal them, to label them, they pretty much are set for those types of products. They wouldn't be doing tomato sauces or salsas, you know what I mean? So she asked basically, what was the product? What is the size of the run? It's called a run. What a run is based upon the quantity of products that are bags or quantity of items that you're going to have them do. If it's a jar, if it's a can, whatever the packaging is, it really doesn't matter. They want to find out what is the amount. Because a lot of facilities won't do small runs, which is like 500 to 1,000 units or maybe 2,000 units. Some of them are like a minimum of 5,000 to 10,000. Okay, and that's okay because there are hundreds and hundreds of co-packers all over the U.S. Excuse me. So the thing you got to keep in mind is when you're starting this endeavor, you're going to have to make a few phone calls because the first person that you call, the first co-packer, may honestly not be the one that you go with because you kind of want to feel them out. They're going to feel you out to kind of see how much are you looking to make, how many units are you going to have, how quick do you need it, your turnaround time. She talked to me and she said, you know what, how quick are you needing this? Because you got to understand that a lot of co-packers have production runs that are ahead of yours. So they're already scheduled out weeks, maybe even months, maybe even years ahead. So obviously you're not wanting to wait years, so they may not be the right fit for you because they're already kind of scheduled out, okay? So how many are you doing? How big of a unit? What type of bag? She actually wanted to know also was specifically what was the type of bag, and I don't want to say type of bag in the sense that sounds stupid, but if it's a plastic bag, there are actually multiple types of thicknesses, different thicknesses, and those thicknesses and sizes they need to know, okay? Because again, their facility is set up to accept or to use certain type of bags, okay? So, and then I'm just using bags as an example for this video. If it's a can, it may be a certain size can, maybe a certain type of metal, and all these different factors that got to kind of get an idea. It's almost like a questionnaire. She just needs to get a good idea of what it is you want to do and what it is they can do. And if they bring them together and they can meet in the middle, well, then you've got yourself a co-packer, okay? So keep in mind, they want to know the run size. They want to know the type of packaging, okay? What's the type of product? Also, she asked me, what are you going to supply us with? Now, some co-packers can actually source ingredients for you. They can bring together, hypothetically, let's say a seasoning nut, and you've got a ranch-flavored mixed nuts, okay? Are you going to supply them with the mixed nuts? Are you going to have your supplier ship it to them? And then your seasoning company, the company that does the seasoning, are you going to have them ship it to them? So all they're going to have to do is just mix it up, put it in the bag, seal it and label it, and they're out the door, okay? So they got to know what is the process that you're going to hire them for, okay? The more, keep this in mind, this is really important. The more that you have them do for you, the more it's going to eventually cost you, okay? If you can bring together all this stuff, let's say your bags are pre-printed. They're not labeled. A lot of our bags have to be labeled. It's a clear bag. So there's a separate process for labeling. Or you can have a bag printed where the bag itself, okay, already has the logo, has all the information on it. If you can do that and it's cost-effective, I would highly recommend you do that. Because if you have someone place a label on the front and the back, the cost of each unit goes up, okay? So that's just a few things that we went over. So just to make sure, you want to minimize the amount of labor that you're paying for, okay? If you can bring those products together, what we actually discussed, and I'll let you guys in on this, it's a new line of nuts that we're doing, some snacks. The more that we can do for them and then drop it to them, the less it's going to be. But then I've got to get the ingredients. I got to get the nuts here, the seasonings. There's a company that we use for the seasonings. Bring those together and season it and then ship it in bulk to them. And then they just simply scoop it out or they measure it out and put it in the bag. And that's how they do it. So the more that you have your co-packer do, the costlier the unit will be. Got it? It's very simple. I'm going to break it down. The less that they have to do, it's going to be more inexpensive, but then it's going to be on you to do the other processes, okay? So this goes for anything. If you're doing spaghetti sauces or you're doing something like that, let's say, or salsas, you're bringing together a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables. There's a real small window of freshness from the time they receive the product. And so there's a lot of variables with working with co-packers, but it's just a matter of asking questions. So don't let that deter you. Don't let that sway you from doing it, okay? Just simply call them up and ask them. Now, just to put in a small little plug for some new products that I'm actually offering on marketingfoodonline.com is a list of co-packers that I'm actually it's taken a couple years to kind of curate this list to bring it together, but it's going to be a handful of co-packers for specific types of products, and then it's going to give you a whole list, basically a few of the questions I just mentioned here, but a huge list of questions that you can ask them. So if it's, you're not familiar with it, when you get this product, it's going to have a list of co-packers, the questions you should ask, and then that'll get the ball rolling in your mind so you can come up with any additional questions that you may need to ask, but it will help in the process for you to kind of understand what they're going to be able to do for you. And then it's going to cut down on the time for you having to research, find out all this stuff about what you need to ask them. Okay. So it's going to bring together all these, and I'm going to make it extremely affordable. I put together a lot of time. It takes a lot of time to put these things together. So that's the reason why I offer them at a certain price. I do charge for those. But it's going to cut down on your time, like I said, and give you a great list of co-packers as well as questions that you can ask them so you can get the ball rolling for your product. So if this video helps you out, please do, as always, give me a thumbs up. And guys, keep in mind, if my videos are not helping you and maybe you have a family member who's looking to get in the food business, please let them know about my channel. I sincerely appreciate that. As well, I just launched our Patreon account. That there was a handful of people who asked about some other additional resources. So what I decided to do was create the Patreon account, the Patreon community, and then allow you guys to sign up. And then based on the different tiers, there's a lot of discounts that I'm actually offering for products on my site that I'm giving back to you guys as a huge thank you for the support for my channel. So thank you guys. I appreciate it, and we'll see